From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands rallied in Russia against the impending inauguration of President Vladimir Putin for a fourth term in office, one that will keep him in power through 2024. VOA's Charles Maines reporting now from Moscow.
The protests were organized in cities across Russia by opposition leader Alexei Navalny as a symbol of defiance. Rallying under the slogan, "He is not a czar to us," protesters took digs at President Vladimir Putin's continued hold on power just 2 days before the Russian leader is set to take the oath of office for another six-year term. In Moscow's downtown Pushkin Square, thousands of Russians chanted, "Putin is a thief and down with the czar." Navalny himself saw little of Saturday's protests. He was taken away by police just minutes after he arrived at the square and was later charged with inciting an unauthorized rally. Charles Maines, VOA News, Moscow.
U.S. Navy is reinforcing its presence in the Atlantic Ocean with the resurrection of a naval command in response to increasing assertiveness of Russia's military. The U.S. Second Fleet is operational again almost 7 years after it was disbanded for cost-saving and organizational reasons. Earlier this year, the U.S. military announced a new national defense strategy that prioritizes Russia and China. It was the latest sign of shifting priorities after more than 50 years of fighting terrorism. Three suicide bombers attacked the residence of the Kandahar, Afghanistan police chief. Officials say Afghan security forces killed all three assailants before they could reach their target. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island are on high alert after the Kilauea volcano gushed more lava on the island's eastern side, forcing hundreds to evacuate. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
Magma continues to shift under Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, jolting the Big Island with earthquakes, toxic gas, and eruptions of lava. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard says many evacuees are distraught.
You know, we've heard about the five eruptions. We felt the two major earthquakes today.
Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
And there have been no reports of deaths or injuries, the Kilauea volcano erupting periodically for more than three decades now. Scientists say they cannot predict how long the current eruption will last. Rudy Giuliani, the new face of President Trump's legal team, spoke with reporters in Washington about a number of issues, including the Iran nuclear deal and whether Mr. Trump should withdraw the U.S. from the 2015 agreement between Tehran and a number of other nations. He said the U.S. should get out of the deal. Former New York City mayor and presidential candidate also spoke to regime change in Tehran.
I have been in support of regime change for I don't know how long. I mean, 10 years. I continue to be. I think it's the only way to peace in the Middle East. It's more important than an Israeli-Palestinian deal. I think one could happen if you didn't have, Iran used to be an ally of not only the United States, but of Israel. That could happen again. I mean, you're seeing Egypt becoming an ally of Saudi Arabia and Israel, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Qatar.
Rudy Giuliani, a part of President Trump's legal team. President Trump attended a business roundtable discussion in the U.S. city of Cleveland, Ohio, where he spoke about trade deficits.
We have deficits with everybody. And don't let anyone ever tell you that trade deficits are okay. They're not okay. They're not okay. We have massive trade deficits with China. We have massive trade deficits with Mexico. Who would think? $100 billion trade deficit with Mexico. Who would even think that? And that doesn't include lots of other problems. You see that on the border. I really thought they'd be much tougher and better to us on the caravan. Didn't quite work out, but that's okay. That's okay.
President Trump referring to a caravan of migrants from Central America who traveled across Mexico to reach the U.S. border with Mexico late last month, only to be told by U.S. immigration they could not enter the United States. A resolution of the migrants resolving, is still pending. In the world of horse racing, the favored three-year-old horse going into Saturday's 143rd running of the Kentucky Derby won the two-kilometer race. Justify held off Audible and Good Magic in the final stretch to take the win. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.